Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The grocery store up here, the other day, an alarm went off because the collective age of everyone in the grocery store at that particular moment tripped the 1 million years old.
Hey, that's terrific.
Yeah. It was really, and the manager came on and said,
"We'd like to say for the first time at the Hanover and Ellsworth, Maine, the collective age of everyone in here has topped 1 million years. That's a, what, ma'am? 1 million years. We're speaking up so you can hear us.
Kids love watching unboxing videos.
Yeah.
Right.
Like adults like watching, I would say, car review videos. If like I
really thought he was going to go pornography.
The way I watch a car review.
didn't you?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Thought that was coming. You ever see those kids that look like Popeye
at
Cold Stone
Creamery?
Yeah, it's tough.
Baskin Robbins. You know, by the end,
for a
you
summer.
Got Popeye forearms. Yeah. It's incredible.
I remember being like, man, I got to stop off.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Rob, and this is my mother.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and this is my son.
One of our favorite holiday traditions is getting together each year and making our magnificent fruitcakes entirely from scratch. And now, you can finally taste the magic thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show's Fruitcake Futures.
Buy it now, and it'll be in your mouth in time for Thanksgiving.
These are the real deal.
Don't forget the Christmas miracle. Every cake purchased supports TMOS.
Get one for yourself and one as a gift. Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com and do it now.
Because Mother said so.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, my name is Mike Trapp, and I have a special message for expecting parents everywhere. Stop naming your children Michael. It is an indisputable fact that there are a ton of Michaels out there. Over 4 million in the U.S. alone. That's a lot of Michaels. That's more than all the Zachs, Pats, Grants, and Siobhans combined. Or to think of it another way, if you took all the Mikes in the US and lined them up end to end, they would stretch from New York City to Rome, and most of them would drown. Now, you may be wondering if there's really that many Mikes. Well, all you have to do is look in your phone. Go ahead, look, I'll wait. Can you believe how many Mikes there are? And how many old contacts you have that you should delete? It's crazy. Now, you may be thinking, who cares? I'm still gonna name my kid Mike. And here's the thing. No, you're not. There are so many Michaels that no one will ever call him that. When you name your kid Michael, you're really naming him Mikey B or Fat Mike or whatever your last name happens to be.
Hey, Chap.
Hey. There are so many Michaels that there are already two incredibly famous Michael Jordans. And two famous Mike Myers. And in case people weren't enough, it's also the name of a John Travolta movie, a national craft store chain, and a hard lemonade. So clearly there are too many Mikes. And we've been making this mistake for ages. It was the number one male name from 1954 to 1998, and it's still in the top three. The only other things from the 1950s that are still that popular are rock and roll, The Tonight Show, and racism. And I'm not sure about the first two. So this year, let's put an end to the madness. You can name your child anything you want. Jeremy, or Apple, or even Nichol, which is different, but it sounds very similar. Anything except Mike.
A lot of Mikes!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you are listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic, Rob Spiewak.
Had a great moment this week. You know, Julia's boyfriend Caleb was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Caleb, how would you like
Let's
to see
pray.
What...
I said, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How would you like to see what your girlfriend looked like when she was a baby?
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Julia's like, Dad, no. No, 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 Dad. Don't do that. And I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Gather around the computer. And of course, she's adorable.
Yes.
And it's wonderful. And he's like, oh, you were so cute. But such great awkwardness to have that power in your hand to show. And you know what?
At your fingertips.
Yeah, it was so easy to just click on it and show. You didn't have to get out the videotapes or anything. Just showed it. It was great. It was awesome.
You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. We all used Legacy Box. The results are amazing. And it's saves it for posterity, so you don't have to worry about... I never knew back in the day that all these formats, whether it be VHS, whether it be Super 8 video that you have, Super 8 movies, if they're even older, that all the stuff, even DVDs, rather, can they have a shelf life.
Sure.
They're petroleum products, basically, and they can go away after a while. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45, or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past. And it's wonderful, and we love it.
Great
Welcome
stuff.
To the Mike O'Mara Show. Is everything all right? I love to point, was it you guys or me?
We somehow got logged out of our video conversation, so
I
it would be
it.
Us.
I always can tell, because I can tell up here. So now we
so
see each other.
So we logged back in, called you, we see each other now.
Beautiful.
Right, very good. That's good. I'm very, very excited. It's nice to be with you. How was everybody's weekend? Was everybody's weekend good?
Nice.
Very Fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic. Probably
this
most,
is low energy Monday.
This
right
is
here.
The
I
most
can tell
active.
With all three of us. We are all like going, like that. Myself included. I'm just trying. That's just a soul sucker at the beginning when What I do, let me explain the way behind the curtain, the way this show works. You see separate pictures, if you're watching us on video, of Rob, of Oscar, and of me. I have a separate camera that shows both guys to me, so we're like in the studio together.
Right.
And that's the way we've done the show ever since I took my act on the road. And so when I lose that, it is like having a right testicle removed, because if you remember the movie Castaway. When they are in the plane before it crashes on the FedEx plane, and they say, "We are broadcasting in the dark. We are broadcasting." That's what I am flying my plane without navigation in a thunderstorm, and I look at a black screen, and I'm not. Now, in the old days, I'm sure there are plenty of broadcasters. There might be many podcasters that do.
Yeah.
The separate location thing, and they don't have the video component.
I will give you.
Do you think Kevin and Bean had video?
I don't know. I'm not. I doubt it.
I doubt it, right?
In today's world, even today, we do a national ESPN broadcast. They, when they're on the road, they don't see each other at all.
It's hard to do. Well, I'm so used to it. I mean, I'm almost 10 years of doing this and seeing you guys on the road. So we get cracking. We're having a really, really stimulating conversation about the weather. And suddenly the screen goes black. And
maybe the computer went to sleep because of the weather conversation.
Well, all I know, it's, this computer system and the equipment, all the equipment we worry, that's our combustion engine.
Yes.
And I use that for purposes of segueing into my friend, the Lobsterman, Zach Piper. Who is a wonderful, wonderful
I don't know if you ever
being.
Revealed his last name, but he has certainly become a supporting character.
Thanks for spotlighting that. I realized I haven't done that either, but thank you. Thank
he
you.
He has become a marvelous supporting character on the show, a regular Todd Moore. Right. He's a regular character now.
Yeah, he's a full-fledged character.
Yeah.
Well, he came in and we were talking about something that involved running or hiking. I think it was hiking. Mm-hmm. And he said, I like engines. I like engines. And he said, just remember... and tires give you trouble. And I'm like, what? I said, excuse me?
That's quite the expression.
I said, what? He said, oh, it's, and then he said, it's my grandmother's expression.
Wow.
I said, yeah, there you go. T's and tires.
Yeah.
T's and tires. And I said, Zach, I'm writing that down because I'm going to share that with my listening audience first thing Monday. He said, well, make sure you get it right. I said, T's and tires are always trouble. He said, no, make sure you get it right. T's and tires give you trouble. Well, yeah, of course, that means that your car breaks down and your lady yells at you the same week. That's the way that goes down. It's a very, very frustrating.
I thought for some reason, you know, the way I read into it, and I'm sure I'm wrong, that the tires can get you on the road and you can go, right?
Right.
And then the T's themselves, you'll do anything for T's if you're a guy.
Smoke show.
Well, I think that up here, the combustion engine, my next door neighbor, I think he got himself a little two-seater, a little two-door Mustang with one of those big engines in it. And I am so conditioned to living up here now, and I'm so comfortable and love my neighbors and love it up here that the early me, when I first moved up here, I'd hear, vroom, vroom, vroom. I'm like, what is it now? Vroom, vroom, like next door. And then I'd hear, like, on a Saturday night, you'd hear, vroom. I'm like, well, all right, what's going on, Carla? What's going on with that? I now am so conditioned that I'm sitting there with no one on the front porch except me, and he backs out of the driveway, and I am literally leaning back in the chair, and I go, burn rubber! And he goes, vroom! With the smoke coming up and everything.
Only in Maine.
Totally, yeah,
that is awesome.
I love it.
That is awesome.
I love it. Look, here's the fact, and I would never share this with my family, but I am far more comfortable with people that are going to lay a patch of rubber in front of my home than I am, going to the elite book clubs that they have about 2 miles down the
but
road.
But don't
me.
You
it's
think
the truth? I'm a redneck. I am a redneck.
Don't you think they know it. That? They know that without you specifying.
Oh, the family?
It. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Would you like the greeting? You know.
Yeah, sure.
Say, so that for the sake of argument, say Tom. All right. All right. Say hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Michael.
Oh.
You! So much fun.
Anyway, no, I mean, so it's where I react, but then I come up here and say, like, burn rubber, and instant, like on a cue,
love
like,
it.
Have a great afternoon. I love you, buddy.
I don't even know how I would burn rubber if I tried. That's how much of a man I'm not.
Have you ever pulled a hole shot? You've never done a hole shot?
What's a hole shot?
Back in the day, what's what we used to call burning rubber. We used to have it's a hole shot. And back in the day, when my buddy Joey had his father's Delta 88, and I had my father's Plymouth Satellite, both V8 engines, both American-made automobiles, both the rear-wheel drive. That's the key. The most important thing, rear-wheel drive works, and the big V8 engine, because you got to stop. You got to, basically, it's simple. You're in one spot, and you immediately peg it.
Yep.
So you put that overdrive pedal down, and it immediately spins the wheel so fast that you're not able to get forward motion. You're just bringing up smoke.
Do you have
am
to
I
put
explaining
them,
burning rubber to you? You don't know what burning
rubber is. Well, I don't think it's not an option for me anymore.
And
the Kia Sorento doesn't have that in its playbook.
Yeah, try the Subaru.
I don't think most. I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't. The only time I ever saw burning rubber was on the Dukes of Hazzard or
which was amazing because it was on a dirt road.
Another television show.
It's not only a great thing to do; it's a great song. Burn rubber.
Do you?
It's one of the great.
Do
songs
you just
of all
put
time.
The e-brake on and then?
Oh no.
You just with the right kind of vehicle, and I'm talking about a V8 power plant, like a really powerful engine. You can put it right down to the floor and just go. And now, if you
I've
did
never
it with
had
a Subaru,
a V8 in my life, that's probably
if you did
why.
It with a, if you did it with a Subaru, you could do it with your
my guy
foreign vehicle. Mm-hmm. If you put it all the way down to the floor with a Subaru, and you went wee, wee, and now I've got a standard transmission, and I release the clutch. This is what it would be with a Subaru. It would go wee wee, and then I release it, and then I release the clutch, and it would go wee.
Choke out, yeah.
That's exactly what the Subaru would do. I can't even pass on a hill with the Subaru. I get that thing. The reason I'm burning oil is because I still try to pass people because I'm a speedy driver.
Sure.
And I'll be trying to say pass a Silverado pickup, right? And he sees me and he knows I ain't gonna get passed by no effing Subaru. And I'm going
comes
I am in the car. I'm in the car with my Subaru going like that. I mean, it's maxed. And then I'm let me see. Carla says, drop it to move it, you know, where you're dropping it down into another gear.
Sure.
Like that. And I just, I miss the days of a big V8.
You know, it was really a good burning rubber car for me was two Caprices ago. Do you remember the cop car I had? The chief of police's undercover car.
The one
from
that had the broken seat.
Yeah, we eventually fixed it. But it had a broken seat for a while. But that had, I think, a 355 cubic inch engine cop motor. It was a heavy.
Cop motor, cop tires. You got the cop seats. You got the special cop sensation, a suspension on it. All sorts of cap things you got. Do you have Burn Rubber, the song? I thought I was trying to cue you.
No,
on that.
Who does? I don't even know that song.
Daz Band.
Oh, okay. Give me a sec. I will find it. But
isn't it the Daz Band that does Burn Rubber?
I will find out.
I don't think I've ever heard. If I hear the song, maybe I'll know it.
But that was a good. If I drop it down.
No, don't worry about it. I'll find it. I'll find it. You go ahead. You just
Daz Band. D A Z Z.
Yeah, it stands for danceable jazz.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. But the Caprice was it was the chief of police's car for Gaithersburg.
And he was fat, right? Huge and fat.
Well, he was really fat. Because when we actually did some work on it, we saw that the floorboard had been torn on the corner of the driver's seat.
I remember that.
He was that fat. But it had all kinds of power. It's the fastest I've ever driven a car. I got that car into triple digits. And when you punched it, it would... Because it was
Stop
horrible.
Right there.
Sorry, that wasn't me. That was the advertisement.
I thought I was going... I had to stop. I didn't know. But I will say this.
Skip it.
Not great in the snow.
Oh, well, that's Rearward, right?
You've never heard this?
I don't know
Gap
this.
Band, not the Daz Band.
Gap Band. Okay.
Gap Band. The lyrics.
The Gap Band used to work at the mall. They sold jeans.
Back to school sale.
Exactly.
By the way, the Gap Band, I'm watching the video now from the day.
Yeah.
And they're all wearing cowboy outfits.
Of course they are.
Like three brothers with cowboy outfits. Fantastic. Oh, you got to love it.
Good sound,
Burn Rubber. One of the best songs ever. Yeah. I got to start it from the beginning. Hold on a second. Now, see, the video jumps right in. It doesn't look... All right.
They F you at the drive-thru, Mike.
They do.
They F you at the drive-thru.
Every time. Every time at the drive-thru.
You too.
Yeah.
They'll kill you.
You have a problem urinating? Here's my ad before you get to watch the Gap Band and Burn Rubber.
That's a good
They've
tie-in.
All figured it out, Oscar, haven't they? They've all figured it out now. There's not. You don't get to look at a lizard online without somebody sponsoring it now. That's the way it is. And by the way, we are back on the guy that we interviewed, I think it might have been last year or the year before, Coyote Peterson.
Yes.
We are back on it right now. We are
He's got
watching
a new season.
That guy. That is all. I have no idea when he started, when he finished. I base it on what he says at the beginning, because sometimes he'll come on and go, "Hi, I'm Coyote Peterson. Be brave. You might have remembered when I was stung by a bullet ant, I was bitten by a Gila monster, or that one time that a cow catcher, a cow killer, stung me in the forearm. What was the one the other day? He goes into the desert. Mm-hmm. I think it was a relatively recent one. Finds himself the giant centipede.
Oh.
And it appears to be the worst sting he has ever gotten, and this thing looks prehistoric. It's terrifying.
How long
and
is then it?
It's a how long are the segments?
No, the centipede itself.
I don't know because it's hard to get perspective when you. But it's big enough where it would freak you out.
Wow,
it would probably be about this big.
Like a foot long, maybe.
No, probably about this big, but about 6 inches long.
Okay,
and 7-8 inches sometimes. And he gets stung in the arm. He stings himself.
Yeah,
that's what he does. And my son and I love watching this, and I don't realize that I'm as fascinated as my son is because I'm 59.
Right.
But he's going to watch it, and then he's going to be sleeping in our bed for the next 6 days in a row because he's going to completely freak out when he sees it.
Because you're in the wilderness. There's all these bugs out.
Yeah, it's true. You're out there in the wilderness up there.
I'd have Coyote Peterson back on, but I thought there's that little disconnect, right? I mean, it's just like, you know, you're talking to him, and I don't know. I think he's always hustling. That's the impression I get with the guy, because any guy that is going to put a bullet ant in a jar and sting himself, you know, that's all about the hustle.
Yeah.
That's all about, he is
but
all
he's
about
genuine.
The hustle.
He does go through the pain. He does allow himself to be stung.
He does go through the pain, but I may have seen him hawking children's toys, and that's when I'm out. I'm out of there. You know, don't do the thing. There are children online, and, you know, if I could figure out a way, if I could figure out the marketing end of it, as I look over at Oscar, there are kids that make like serious bank, and they open up toys and play with toys.
Oh, they're called influencers.
It's unboxing videos.
Mm-hmm. It's unboxing videos, which is just
I'm very familiar.
And so, well, if you ever want, you know, I mean, you make the deal. I'll split it with you right down the middle, and my kid will get free toys. Yes, sir.
I don't know how that works because I've never gone
either.
That
it's
deep.
Because you see this kid, and they're not particularly bright children.
No, they're
you see them going, you know,
I got dinosaur in the thing. I got dinosaur, and it's just like, well who anointed you as the arbiter?
Kids
of this
love watching unboxing videos.
Yeah,
right.
Like adults like watching. I would say car review videos. If like I
really thought it was going to go pornography.
The way I watch a car review.
didn't you?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Thought that was coming. Kids love unboxing videos. Like adults like box videos.
Honey, look, this young lady's sitting on a cake and she has no clothes on.
Or a gadget that you just can't afford and never will be able to.
Yeah, it's fantasy.
And when somebody unboxes in front of you, you're like, oh, that's how it would look if I could ever buy one.
So I can understand that. How do you explain the people that watch other people play video games? That's the YouTube stuff I don't get.
Okay, it's for the same reason you would probably watch a YouTube video of someone playing a rare record.
Okay. So, okay, that actually is a good explanation.
It's something you cannot do that well. Mm-hmm. So you're watching what someone you essentially have all the same tools,
right?
But they're doing something completely different than you are with
taking
the same tools
to another level.
To another level.
Okay, I see.
On
that.
A related note, I would like to welcome Elizabeth back up here to Maine with her friend, her wonderful friend Rachel, who's
nice.
A great kid. And because of last night, we watched a video game movie. We watched Ready Player One.
Oh, I've seen it.
Well, how was it?
Ready Player One.
Yes.
It was pretty interesting. Held my attention. Pretty CGI heavy because it's based on video gaming, and I just want to say I enjoyed it. I don't know if I enjoyed it to miss the fourth game of the Red Sox sweep against the Yankees that they won in extra innings with an Andrew Benintendi walk-off single, but I enjoyed it. It was fine.
Anything for your children, Mike.
Yes, you love your daughter. You love your daughter.
I didn't sacrifice for my kids because before we put the pay-per-view on, I think it was the third inning, and I went to record and did the obligatory, oh, it's the Red Sox Yankees. Better make sure that I get the 30-minute extension.
No, Michael.
It's the Red Sox Yankees. I should get the 9-hour extension so I'm able to watch a Red Sox Yankee game. But to my Yankee fans out there, morning.
Mike, I almost forgot. It was your movie night last night?
Yes.
Okay, I had a movie night in Olney with my parents. My dad's back in town.
Uh-huh.
And my father said he wanted to watch El Padrino, which is The Godfather. I'll make this quick. And El Padrino, and he's like, yeah, I can get The Godfather.
It's not actually like a Spanish version of The Godfather.
No,
it's actually it's the movie The Godfather, right? With Marlon Brando. Okay.
And I haven't watched The Godfather since I was in college. I would say it's on all the time. You see parts of it, but in its entirety,
AMC shows it all the time.
And we bought it because of Rubes on pay-per-view. I said, well, you should probably own it, Dad. We used to have the DVD. I don't know where it went.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were done, by the way, how long is it? It's a beautiful movie, but it's pretty long.
Nearly 3 hours.
I forgot how long it was.
I think it's nearly 3 hours.
I said, okay, well next week, Dad.
I want to make him an offer he can't refuse.
We couldn't hear her.
What did she say?
You can act like a man.
Puedes actuar como un hombre.
Huh? Oh, translation. I can communicate better.
Cool.
When we were done with the movie, I said, next week we'll watch The Godfather 2. And he says, there's a 2?
What? Oh, no.
My father is so foreign, he thought there was only one Godfather. I said, there are actually 3, Dad.
Godfather 2 is probably the best of the trilogy.
He didn't know there was a 2.
Wow.
He didn't know.
And you can skip the third. Third's not anything.
Well, I said third's not that great, but I said 2, Dad. You never saw 2? Dos?
Dos.
And Mr. Corleone likes to hear bad news as quickly as possible.
Corleone le gusta escuchar malas noticias tan rápido como sea posible.
And also you can find, I think it's available on DVD, it's called The Godfather Saga, where they intercut 1 and 2 and made it one long, long movie.
Yeah, I think that's too much for the old man. He looked like he was about to pass out.
Have you ever watched that, Mike, The Godfather Saga? When it's
just
all...
a second, Rob.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Luca Brasi duerme con los peces.
That's fantastic. Fantastic.
I did look for a Spanish version.
Did it have
did
a second?
Not, did not find it on Verizon On Demand. Went straight to English.
No audio track.
Can you
there,
let me off the hook just for old time's sake?
That rat bastard.
¿Puedes librarme del anzuelo? Solo por el viejo tiempo.
It's funny to pick out the one or two words I know in Spanish.
The great, great lines. Mm-hmm. Greatest lines of a movie.
Look at my boy. Look how they massacred my boy.
Mira a mi hijo. Mira cómo masacraron a mi hijo.
Am I losing my mind, or when you use the Marlon Brando voice, did Siri sound a little different on the playback, like she was trying to do it?
All I know is these, like, all the apps on the iPhone technology has a mind of its own. Just goes on doing what it wants to do. Like,
sure, la, la, la.
Isn't it crazy, though, for a man, and I know that he didn't get a chance to...
Shut up!
...experience, I guess, cinema as much as we did, because we have so much access. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize that there's a two.
There was commercials and everything. Too. It was
he
in
did
all
not
the papers.
Realize
well,
it at all.
I mean, your father was slaying the dragon back in the day, and he's going back and forth between the United States and the hot spots. By the way, people that don't know, Oscar's father worked for the World Health Organization and had a very, very significant job going around as a disease specialist, as somebody who's infectious diseases, an immunologist, and went around and helped the world. That's Oscar's father, you know, and
that's why
that
I didn't judge
part.
Him.
The other parts, he had a second family in Argentina.
Yeah, that's alleged. Yeah. So no confirmation. Yeah.
When the movie was over, did your father put an orange peel in his mouth and chase you around?
So did you watch it? Did you watch it with subtitles or did you watch it in English?
So we couldn't find the Spanish version. And then my father, he likes subtitles now on television anyways.
Sure, helps with
so
the hearing.
So we threw it up I don't know. It was my mom. My dad, Santos, Shannon, and I, we all just watched The Godfather. It was a nice moment. It was a nice Sunday
great
evening.
Great movie.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a nice, what a great movie to watch. That's it. But, I love having my daughter here, and her friend was very kind, but Carla went upstairs to read her book, and I watched this video game movie and missed the Red Sox game. But anyway, it's great to have her here, my 21-year-old.
Wow.
We'll tell you all about that. I think there's still sawing wood downstairs. Still have that 18-year-old schedule.
Yes.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie. And on this week's Cake and Cookies, we have a live on-air injury. Robert III stops by. 4 a.m. is the cruelest hour. We recap the most bizarre shopping spree ever. And we head to a party. Listen for all this and more on Cake and Cookies number 104.
Goodbye, listeners.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Sometimes it sounds like somebody's standing over there with a shotgun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Here's a fact. I've never had a better shave than I shave when I shave with Harry's. It really is the best. And not only... I was watching a commercial from another company and laughing at the fact they said they're still never going to be as good as Harry's.
Can't
I love
it.
That.
So true.
Harry's knows that switching razors isn't an easy decision. They created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. If you haven't done this yet, I urge you to do so. Harry's founders were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. That's why they bought a factory that's been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years. They sell directly to you over the internet. That's the whole thing. Harry's can offer their blades at just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more, a lot more, for the leading brand. Plus, if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know. Within 30 days, they'll give you a full refund. Get this special $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show. Start saving while you're shaving, and we thank you. Yes, my beautiful middle child, Elizabeth, is here.
When did she arrive?
About 3:30 yesterday afternoon, and we had lobbies for her and a strawberry birthday cake that she has loved since she was a child, and Carla hit it out of the park. I had a bite of the cake, and it's all I was allowed, but it was delicious, and man, oh man.
You are awake, you are alert, and you had a few bites of cake.
And she put the little 21-year-old bottles all around it, little airline bottles.
Nice.
And it was just incredible. It really, really was. And it was great to have her here. My son, who is so excited when his sister comes to town, then fell in love. It took him 1 second to fall in love with her friend Rachel, who's the sweetest kid in the world. And, you know, it's funny to see a 5-year-old engage. because I think they had arrived, probably were in the house 30 minutes, and I was talking to Elizabeth's friend Rachel, and Michael walked up and was already tapping her on the shoulder. Like tapping like a 5-year-old does.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So where do you go to school? Oh, what are you majoring in? And Michael's going, you know, hitting around the shoulder. He said, Michael, stop it. I want to show her. And he brings his Lego out and goes, look. That's
so
that's
great.
That's a step in the right direction. He's not going to be scared to talk to women.
Yeah.
No. I think he is going to like the ladies based on his behavior. I think he likes that whole experience. He seems to be, and he's just getting better. He's engaged. He was around a lot of adults over the weekend. We crashed my sister's house because they had all the kids down. So his cousins were there. And, you know, sometimes I don't know if I'm overstaying my welcome because we visit them. God forbid they stop by here. But anyway, we come down, you know, and I think it was 4 times over the weekend that we visited.
You were regulars.
The sisters, because they've got all the kids down
there. But you're so far away.
Yes, 2 miles. Thank you for that.
You should know, Oscar, that his house is the same distance from hers as hers is to his.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, it's their equidistant.
Carla handles it so much better than I do. You know, I'm just filled with the insecurities and all that, but it's all about the children. That's what truly matters.
We'll always be the youngest, and at least for me, Mike, and I can speak for all of us here as far as our siblings and our cousins that go. My brother called me yesterday at my parents' house. I was like, we're finishing up The Godfather. I'll call you when we're done.
Right.
And we're going to go see them for a few days in, I guess, Cape Cod, right?
Right.
And he said, can you go to mom's basement and bring the 3 lights? And I'm like, what? What do you mean?
Is Jose more of a hoarder than you are? Because he knows where that stuff is.
This was from my house. This is
from your house.
From my place when we moved out. When we moved out of the condo, there were some lights that we didn't have space for in the new townhouse.
What kind of lights? Like lamps or like?
Yeah, sconces.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And
maybe the first time that word has been said on this podcast.
Or on the radio.
Sconces. Sconce.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sconces.
Sconce.
Sconce.
With the new home, frankly, being smaller than the condo, no room for sconces, right? Just no room.
So what did he want you to go to the basement for?
He wants the sconces at the Cape Cod home.
Ah, see, he is a hoarder.
Yeah.
He's a rich hoarder, but he's a hoarder.
That's why he's rich.
He's the dude that came and picked up the dining room table that you said is broken.
Yes, yes,
where all the chairs were broken,
Thank you. He was my brother that did that. And I said, hey, man, we're only going for like 4 days. Do you want me to pack these in the carry-on? There's a bunch of wires. It looks like I'm carrying a bomb.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it'll be good. Frankly,
he says, no, it'll be good. That's not okay.
The last thing you want to do is check luggage going to Logan Airport, right?
Right.
It's going to take forever.
Mm-hmm. He wants me to. How many sconces are we talking? 2?
3 sconces.
I know what a sconce is. It's a big light fixture. Yes. You have to take 3 of those.
Yes.
You're going to get profiled anyway. Yeah, and they're going to throw you in the back room and do a body cavity search.
Yes.
And then they'll keep the sconces.
That's when you know you're low man on the totem pole.
Yeah.
And I looked at my wife and I said, well, you're going to have to mule these or else we're never getting to Boston.
You're going to have to mule
these. Where's she going to put them? In a like a condom?
No, in a different bag. At least they'll see Diablo Blanca and then they'll be like, oh, she's probably redecorating.
You're going to check the bag, right? You're not going to go through like with a carry-on with the sconces in your back. Oh, Jesus. You know what? You are all about the struggle. You're going to get arrested. They're going to see the wire and the metal, and it's going to look like a handgun.
Why in the world would you not mail them to him?
Ah.
Some cheap over parcel way.
I did not think about that.
You're put them in a box and send them, and you're done.
Okay, that's fair.
Is your mother's basement
a wonderland?
Does it really look like? Do you remember that place on 28 Rob Law's auction house that used to be there way back in the day? Mm-hmm. I'm picturing that Mrs. Abayos' basement looks kind of like Law's auction on the bottom.
Filled with printers.
They say, and this was a coffin that was just gently used. that type of thing.
My father said to me when he got back from Bolivia, he went downstairs, I guess, 3 days after he arrived.
Uh-huh.
He said, Oscar, we are going to have to do something about everything downstairs.
It's not her, though. It's you and your brother.
And my sister.
They use it as storage.
Hey, I got this I'm not going to need. Yeah. And you've always appreciated the potential value. Where did my dining room table end up, though? Is it still down there?
It ended up at the Salvation Army.
Oh, you got rid of it?
Yeah, we had to.
The table was good.
We had two tables down there. It was too many.
That was a really good table.
That was a really good table. Mm-hmm. You donated it? That's like doing me a solid. That's like taking it off my hands and paying me for it, and then you guys donated it, so you didn't make a profit on that.
No profit, just wanted to give it to a good home.
Send me the bill.
That was like 6 years ago.
We'll take care of all
we
of
got
it.
I should point out, there was probably one chair that was made. Yeah,
It was your chair. It was your chair. It was at the head of the
chair.
It was at the head of the table.
Well,
that was one too many Thanksgivings.
Like unusably broken.
My brother was like, "Did you see this?
Well, what was the problem with it? Can you describe the symptom?"
It was.
I thought it was just a loose.
It was
handle.
Splintered.
What was splintered?
A loose armrest.
Oh, the armrest. Oh, because it was at the head of the table. It was an armchair.
You could screw in, no problem, right? You could probably get a bolt. You're
good
to go.
What was the part that was broken? I'm not that scary fat.
The base of the chair was splintered.
Where your ass is?
Where your ass is.
That sounds to me like bad construction. Bad construction on the chair. Shouldn't break there.
You know, I've never been one that's been guilty of buying top of the line stuff.
Although the table was top quality.
I had a couch at one point from Value City that was made out of vinyl.
Mike, how do you sit?
Sneeze on it and it gets a tear.
Do you gently sit in a chair like that, or do you just throw yourself?
I do not gently sit in any chair. I'm not, you know that. I do not gently sit in
chairs. Which accounted for the structural damage.
Yeah. By the way, we use the TV chairs because we moved our TV because Carla thought it looked trashy to have the giant TV in the main room where people hang out.
Right.
I said, well, how often do people hang out? She said, no, move it out into the porch. So the TV is now on the porch. I consume my television now sitting in these wicker, outdoorsy chairs from, imported from somewhere, but not imported kind that are expensive.
No, Malaysian chairs. Yeah.
Malaysian chairs that are just you
Malaysian
know, you get
wicker.
Up, I get done. And then she said, 2 days later, she says, would you mind if I went out and got a couple of pillows so we can make these comfortable? I said, there aren't enough pillows in the world to make these comfortable. That's what I watched Ready Player One.
Ready Player One, your quick review.
Yeah.
It's still on demand, fairly new.
Okay, Ready Player One, interesting premise. The future, 2045. Everybody is living in virtual reality because reality is so horrible with the wars and whatever. And this kid lives in a separate universe called the Oasis. And the Oasis is where you can be anything you want. Mm-hmm. You can do anything you want, and you can participate in these wonderful, wonderful competitions. And the creator of the Oasis, which is this virtual world, has died, but he has left an Easter egg in the Oasis, and the person that captures that will win the keys to the kingdom and all of his stock options. And of course, there's an evil guy that has the corporation that wants to take over the world, and that's the guy that was the brother from Bloodline. Pony will know that. The brother that got killed. Pony, the guy that smoked a lot of cigarettes, and he's the guy that is the anti-hero in this, and it's got a lovely lady and this Shia LaBeouf light kid that's
Shia LaBeouf light, that's really high praise.
No, it's the kid that's gonna get all the rules because Shia LaBeouf's insane, so they're gonna give this kid all those roles now, and it's interesting. It's CGI all over the place. He's like an avatar. You watch him as an avatar. So it's kind of watching a cartoon.
When they released the movie, they said it was Steven Spielberg's return to being the Steven Spielberg we all love. Did you get that?
Very, very. At the beginning, first 2 minutes of the movie, they explain the plot magnificently. Very Spielbergian, where they hit you over the head, just like, I like my movies. I'm not a smart guy. Don't try to be Jimmy Cool and make me understand it. Tell me what's happening, especially when you're doing all this virtual VR crap. Make sure. And they did a great job with that. And then it's, back and forth, CGI, chases, explosions, that crap.
And it's not the Red
Sox. How many Omeras?
It was a pretty darn speedy, peppy little movie. I'll give it a one.
Wow.
Yeah, one out of one.
That's great. Normally, you see, the thing is, normally you have to ask out of how many, but if it's a one, you never have to ask that. It's just one.
Yeah. There's my impression of CJ. Yeah. You know, where everything is on the edge of the explosion. Yeah. Everything is on the edge of the cliff, where they just stop and where they go 6 inches out like Wile E. Coyote and then bend back and land on their feet. It's it's a little hard to take for me. But yeah, and then it was bedtime. It was a long movie. And then I realized that, hey, no problem. I'll watch my Red Sox when I wake up at the crack of dawn. Mm-hmm. And then my little guy had a growing pain like my wife used to have. And he gets really, his legs really hurt. So he came in and he is so in pain. And anytime your kid is hurting, you feel horrible. And we try to take give him a little Tylenol so he'll feel better. And he doesn't want to take the Tylenol. And Carla puts it up to his mouth. He goes, Tylenol. He finally takes it, starts to calm down. She's giving him this leg and foot massage.
Yeah.
And I said, are you hungry? Do you want a snack? That's how I test to see if he's like, yeah. And he ate one of my mother's brownies and got a foot rub while drinking milk. And Carla was rubbing his legs. And Carla was having none of it. But I requested that treatment every night if it was possible. I said, if you want to make my life the greatest it would ever be, if you do that for me every night, I'll sign everything over to you right now. Just do it. Just do it for me every night.
Brownies and a foot rub.
You get everything. And in fact, if you do it for a month, I'll kill myself. Thank you very much. That's it.
Like, yes. You were dating Carla when she was still growing?
No, she said she got growing pains when she was a kid. No, she had them when she remembers having them. No, that's nice.
A little strange.
That's calling back the old days when Carla was, for all my friends saying, is she legal? Anyway, yes, she was. 22.
Yes. She could vote in everything.
Right. Absolutely. And then I took another job and ate ice cream in a middle school parking lot. We'll take a break. Hey, if you're not caught up with those lines, you'll go back and listen to the archives. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
TMOS Fruitcake Hotline, how are you?
Bien, mijito, gracias.
This is the perfect time of year for the TMOS Fruitcake Futures Fundraiser.
Always we have one in this time of the year, you know?
Will you buy one for your husband?
Yeah, I live here in Orlando.
Have you had the Spiewak fruitcake?
Yes, was great.
When you buy a Spiewak signature fruitcake, you support all of the TMOS guys, including Oscar.
Yes, my son. I pray for him to be good. What is the best way?
The best way to order is online at MikeOMeraShow.com.
He doesn't have another way.
There's no better way to enjoy the holidays.
Christmas and Thanksgiving is another holiday.
Buy TMOS fruitcakes for the entire family.
Yes, but my granddaughter don't like it. Gracias. Hasta luego.
Okay. Adios.
Who is that Courtney again?
That's Courtney again. Wow. Yeah, he explained all those right, were
Courtney,
outtakes from
rocking.
The first promo.
That's fantastic. I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. The only thing about Courtney Calkins is, why do I think we'll get a bill? Anyway, welcome back to the show, brought to you by Hims. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late, baby, now it's too late. The solution, 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits.
Yes.
Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices. You know, you want to fix your hair problem, you know, you're lost, and you walk in, and you got a 12 that's sitting behind the counter going, so what are you here for today?
I'd rather not say.
You don't have to deal with that. That's why I love 4hims.com. Made it easy to get what you need to keep your hair. No wasted time or money. It's the best. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. Can I tell you that? We had a guy I used to work with that did the whole plug from the back of the head to put on the top of the head. Do the 4hims thing. It's much better.
Easier.
Act now. Order. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the whole family's, my daughter's here and it's wonderful. And my sister's kids brought their kids. It's just a breeding factory up here. It's just children everywhere. It's great.
You love it. It's a good season. Energy, though. When you get the kids together, it's a great energy, though. It's fun.
I love seeing, I'll mention all their wonderful, beautiful little names. There's, let me see. I'm going to go youngest to oldest.
Okay.
You have baby Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
You have baby Sam. Then you have Eleanor. Then you have my son, Michael. then you have Amelia, and then you have Max. That's the that's me and
names.
My sister's families. Then let's go in order of age. Then okay, then you have Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mother, and then Michael, and then you have Jessica. Then you have Bill. Let me see. Then you have Carla. Then you have me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have my sister. And then you have Paul. We're done. Anyway, that's it. So
I'm Paul.
I think that's everybody in the family, the immediate family. And then the extended family is around, too, and had some contact with them. So everything
cousins.
Is right with the world. Happy cousins. Happy happy August. Everything's chugging along quite nicely.
It's the best time to be up there, even though the heat, though, right?
Well, it's when everybody comes up here and the people that are, you know, from away come to visit. And I'm from away, so it's,
do you,
you know,
but,
it's fun.
But there's also a given. Take your family out of the equation right now because
all right.
I feel like the majority of the D.C. area is on vacation, right? So
yeah.
They went, mm-hmm. They're on the beach. Maybe they go to Maine. Maybe they go to the Outer Banks. Does the population triple or quadruple?
Oh. It's significant. It's significant. And I have to answer questions like, we're going to reschedule the thing from Saturday because it rained to Sunday. So, and just matter of fact, I said, well, you know, school night. And the person looks at me and goes, school night?
What are you talking about?
What? I said, yeah, I got to slay the dragon in the morning. Got to do my thing. I'm up super early getting it. What? And it's like, I'm not taking the time to explain to your sorry ass that I work from Maine and I work from Florida, that I'm working here, that that's the way that it goes. I'm not taking the time to,
is it a radio thing?
Said, no, it's a podcast. Oh, I know this podcast. It's like, I'm not, you know what it is. I'm not going through the 3-hour drill of explaining that. And so we missed the little conclave last night because that's when everybody gathers on the Village Green. It's very Americana.
Sure.
And they play the Virginia Wheel and the little kids like hook arms and do the square dance. We stayed close to home last night too. So, you know, it's just what it is. And by the way, they're New England joggers, exercisers. All the guys seem to have 30-inch waist and love to stand. Your boy doesn't like to stand with his artificial hips for 9 hours. I don't like to sit there and talk to, you know, Bill and Ben and Sam and Tony and just stand for hours while it's 100% humidity. So Daddy pulled the plug, and everybody seemed to be down with that.
Okay,
so I was happy that I was able to pull the plug. Everything was fine.
When you say that the population up there increase is noticeable, where does it manifest? Where do you see
the
increase? The roads?
The roads and the traffic.
Okay.
The roads and you know, accidents and people that are, they're just pouring in. Like if you, there's a split when you come up to where I live,
mm-hmm.
And there's the real popular area off to the right, and then there's where we live on the other side, which goes to the left, and it is thick. There are people coming in, and there are Oldsmobile Buicks, and there are RVs, and some of them are just, this is a very big camping area
sure.
up here,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are really spectacular to look at, these RVs. And I'm not talking about just big ones. I'm talking about there is like an RV that's that looked like it was a combination of a Mercedes and a, what's the Airstream? Is Airstream?
Yeah, the old Airstream. Yeah,
anyway,
shiny aluminum ones, yeah.
It was so, I can't afford one and I would never get one because I don't camp, but I looked online just because it was so cool, and this thing is like a gazillion dollars, and it's this luxury coach on the inside, and you know, if I ever was so inclined to camp, that to me would be A-okay. You could go in, you know, to the middle of the forest where Timbertina is chopping at the grizzly bears, and you would sit there and just, you know, be perfectly comfortable, really, probably watch satellite television and have just a very climate-controlled area. Then there are the people that kind of slum it, and you see
Subarus.
The Subarus can't trail anything. So, you know,
No.
But there are tons of Subarus.
They're living out of the
Subaru. Hey, you know
what?
That would allow you to burn rubber if you tried to trail something on the Subaru because the back wheels would just spin.
Well, it just burn the rubber down to the nubs.
Yeah.
But the grocery store up here, the other day, an alarm went off because the collective age of everyone in the grocery store at that particular moment tripped the 1 million years old.
Hey, that's terrific.
Yeah. It was really, and then the manager came on and said,
we'd like to say for the first time at the Hanover and Ellsworth, Maine, the collective age of everyone in here has topped 1 million years. That's a, oh, what, ma'am? 1 million years. We're speaking up so you can hear us.
What was the giveaway? Yeah, do they get 10% off corn?
Oh, we had corn last night.
Yeah, you'll be seeing that again.
Oh, boy. It was fantastic.
No matter how much you chew it.
0 points.
Free jar of mayonnaise.
It was wonderful. It was delightful. Rob, you were talking about your daughter.
Yes, it was my daughter.
What happened over the weekend?
She was hanging around home on Saturday night. She worked until 8 at the ice cream shop. And oddly, Robert was home, too.
That's Americana right there, isn't it? My daughter working at the ice cream shop.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a sweet picture right there.
And like a son who wasn't wanted at the ice cream shop at home.
Yeah, well, yeah. She badmouthed him. We think that's what happened. Is that
you don't think his work ethic or attitude?
No, I think he probably, we could have talked him into working there because he knows everyone who works there.
Yes.
But I think what happened, and Julia hasn't owned up to this yet, Ryan, right, who is our neighbor and owns the ice cream shop and the Italian ice cart, said, do you think Robert would be interested in working at the ice cream store? And Julia said, I don't know if he's right for the ice cream store.
I don't know if he's scooping material.
Yeah, and it's, here's the thing. It's not even scooping. It's all soft-serve. So, I mean, it's easy. It's just a dispenser. Mm. You don't even have to scoop.
And is it a self-serve dispenser, or dispense it?
No, it's full-serve. And they do sell the Italian ice, so they do mixtures. Like, you can get, like, the orange Italian ice with vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
very good.
A cake gig, because there's no scooping, which see those kids that look like Popeye at Cold Stone Creamery?
Yeah, it's tough.
Baskin Robbins.
I worked
by the end,
for a
summer. Popeye forearms. Yeah. It's incredible.
I mean, I got to stop b-ing off.
That's a 16-year-old girl that looks like Sammy Sosa over in the corner right there with her forearms.
But there is some scooping with the Italian ice, but it's not like hard serve ice cream.
No, so, it's just easy. Scoop it off the top, isn't it?
So Robert is just, you know, hanging out this summer, life of leisure. But they're all at home. Caleb's over.
He's
doing nothing. He's doing some babysitting here and there.
You get a little. It gets a little frustrating though.
A little.
He's just hanging. Yeah, you're slaying the dragon.
When I get up pretty early each and every day. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna bitch and moan, but I get up pretty early. Come into DC, do the show, get home at a reasonable hour, and a lot of the times I say, "What's up?" He says, "I don't know. I just got up."
Oh my God, that would drive me.
Oh, it's bad. It ain't great. It ain't great.
At least you get him to do any. My foot up your ass.
Can you get him to do any household stuff?
Oh yeah, he does that on his schedule. Okay. I mean, but it doesn't
happen.
You
got to do all of it.
He doesn't do it before 3 o'clock because he's asleep. That's the problem. So
he sleeps like till 3 in the afternoon.
He has. Yeah, it's just frustrating, man. It is.
Oh my God.
That ends after this summer. Okay. So, anyways, we're all at home. We start watching.
Robert, if you're listening, you have got 12 months to get your act.
Time's a ticking. Yeah,
10 months. Keep in mind.
10 months.
So, I say to Caleb, go pick a movie, and he goes downstairs. He gets the Blu-ray of The Bourne Identity. We haven't watched it in a long time. Great film.
Great.
And we get about an hour into it, and you know the kids are on their phones. I say, if you're not into this, we don't need to do this. Julia says, I got the new Kanye album. Yay. Y-E is the name of it. And I said, on vinyl?
Jesus.
And I said, yeah. I said, do you want to listen to it? She says, you're going to listen to
Kanye?
Isn't
it ye, though, for Jesus?
I think so. I think it is. And she said...
I just say,
I'm
why?
So old.
Why? Why? Why is he... why? I watched the Kardashians yesterday. I see him. I'm like, he's still relevant. Why?
Yeah.
Kills me.
Luckiest man in the world. He married well.
He did very well.
Mm-hmm. He married well. You would have thought at the time, she married well. No, he married well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He married a marketing machine.
The machine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
The machine.
And the marketing machine actually got Julia to buy this album. And I said, we can listen to that if you like. She says, you're going to sit down and listen to a Kanye album? I said, how about this? Listen to a couple of your albums, and then I'll pick out an album we can listen to that. And so we went back and forth.
You're like the best dad ever.
And I sat down, and I listened to the Kanye, and it wasn't bad. There's some hit records in there. You can hear it's catchy. Not my style of music. I know.
You hear the audience react to that? Did you say it wasn't bad?
It wasn't bad. Right? And she was telling me a little bit about it, and at the heart of my core, I'm thinking, here's what's cool. She's enough into music right now that she's buying vinyl with her own money and then trying to sell me on it. Mm-hmm. And I've never ran into something.
I had some people over to the O'Mara house and we listened to it too. Didn't you like it, guys?
I'm not sure it would have played at the square dance.
Well, this guy didn't go to the square dance. Did you like it?
Yeah, boy.
It's all my sound effects. Thank you.
I think that my whole deal was that I'm proud of her for liking music enough to try to sell me on it, which was a good moment. I don't think I'm going to be running around in the car listening to Kanye, but at least I sat down and listened to
it. What about the vinyl side?
The vinyl side of it?
Are you excited that she's into vinyl?
I love that. Okay. I love that. I think that is so cool, and I got to yell at Caleb. I said, handle it by the edges! Don't pick it up that way! Because he doesn't know.
Big peanut butter fingers.
They don't know.
I can tell you like Caleb.
I do. I've tried very hard not to like him. Because, right. You know, he's the first boyfriend of your daughter. But he's a good guy.
Is he going to be a something, do you think? That's what all dads look like. But that's the lens. And I know you might think I'm a monster, but I'm not a monster. The lens we look at the boyfriend is like, you know, if this was the childhood sweetheart and things continued forever, would this kid be a player?
If they continued forever, he is going to be something because he's very smart. He could be perhaps a mathematician, a very, very hungry mathematician.
he eats a lot.
Oh, God. It's hi, Mr. Spiewak, and straight to the pantry.
Well, because you've got the dream pantry. We've established this.
It's like
a Wegmans in his pantry.
He comes up, and now he's coming in through the garage so he can hit the fridge and come upstairs with a Coke.
He probably doesn't get that at his home.
Yeah, you're right.
He probably doesn't get that at his own home. Have you socialized with the parents?
Carrie has been with his mom, and she went to the Pixies concert with the mom. It's a good family. I like the family. I've met the kids, and I've met the mom. I've not met the dad yet.
How long have they been, and how old is Julia now?
Julia is 17.
17?
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
I'm flies.
Yeah, what's it?
What? I'm flies. She's 17.
I know. You know what? You'd be very careful.
I didn't want to
be very careful.
We have to go. Let's go.
Yeah, I think it might be an excellent time to break.
Oscar's cracking me up.
Not even going to look at him.
Take a break.
Not even going to look at him.
We'll take a break and come back with
you.
You may not need on the Michael Bailey show. He was very well behaved. He did that just for me.
I know.
That was
it's fun, you know, isn't it?
Watch the video.
Of course. Yeah,
enjoy. We'll be right back.
Not going to watch the video.
Informed. Intelligence. Irreverence. Political persuasions. And now, here's Chris.
Hey, it's Chris Reitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I dissect the tweet of the week. That's Donald Trump calling on Attorney General Sessions to end the Russia investigation. Is that obstruction? Plus, we take a look at the president rolling back Obamacare and fuel efficiency standards, and I tell you what it's like to be heckled by Trump supporters. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, honest answer here. How are we doing for our man Alexander Papp out in Northern California? We doing okay for this
guy? Absolutely. He's very happy.
You doing all right?
Yes.
That's good. Attention, Northern California residents. Analysts predict interest rates going to rise by the end of the year. Right now, best time to buy your next home. Stop renting. Call our favorite realtor out in NorCal, Alexander Papp. Call him today, 916-276-2129. When a sole proprietor, when a guy that's slaying the dragon himself is so enthusiastic about this show that he advertises on the Mike O'Mara Show because he's that into the show. If you're out in Northern California and you're listening to my voice and you want to help a guy out, even if you want to just do a fact finding, just establish the relationship. Mm-hmm. There's really, people don't realize when you're dealing with a realtor, doesn't necessarily mean that it's 1,000% commitment,
right?
But you feel a guy out and he's the guy. And if you're going to buy a home and you really think that you can do it all online, you can't.
Mm.
You don't get the first notice on things that happen. Guys that do what Alexander Papp does are plugged in. And if you get a great realtor, which this guy is, and he works with you, you can get a leg up on everything else and you can set the table, whether it's a week or a year. It doesn't matter. Alexander Papp rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. He's not your typical pushy sales agent. He's good at what he does and he loves TMOS just like you do. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. You would be amazed how many properties, if you're working with the right realtor, come your way when you work with a guy like this? Because online, everybody's out there. You think, yeah, you can look at pictures. You can see that. But talking about opportunities, Alexander Papp's the guy to do it. He is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. So stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, today at 916-276-2129, BRE 019-86031. Prato Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home through Alex receives a complimentary Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Yum!
Yay!
Yay! News!
Boo! Charlotte Ray from Different Strokes and its spinoff, The Facts of Life, passed away yesterday. She was 92. She played Edna Garrett, a.k.a. Mrs. G, on both shows. She got an Emmy nomination for Best Actress in a Comedy in 1982. She also did two Facts of Life TV movies. Her last acting role was in the 2015 movie Ricky and the Flash. There's no word on cause of death yet. Well, how about 92?
Also, I think she suffered from bone cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was diagnosed with, oh, it says it here. She was diagnosed with bone cancer last year. So it was either that or, Leonardo, you love death, don't you?
No.
You will always trump me on the death stories, you know, bone cancer. She's no word on the cause, but it says bone cancer, probably the reason. Mm-hmm. So it was either that or, you know, or Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel killed her. Because they're coincidentally, 2 days before she kicked the bucket, a Facts of Life reboot was announced, and Leo and Jessica, of all people, are developing it. Of course, they're not actually going to be in it. They're just executive producers. So Charlotte Ray, safe home from the Facts of Life.
We actually used to rank, pardon me, the girls on Facts of Life as who was hottest, and Charlotte Ray always came in above Mindy Cohn.
Mindy Cohn. Always a good excuse to get her name on the show.
Yes.
She's still with us, though, right?
Yes. Oh, God bless her. Yes.
That's wonderful. If there's anyone who loves Vladimir Putin more than President Trump, it's Steven Seagal. In fact, you could even say that Steven hit it first.
Oh.
He's been BFFs with Putin for years. He even became a Russian citizen in 2016.
Hey, that's terrific. Good for him.
And now Russia has rewarded him by making him a special representative on U.S.-Russian humanitarian ties. His role will be to, quote, facilitate relations between Russia and the United States in the humanitarian field, including cooperation in culture, arts, public and youth exchanges.
Mike, of all the people on the show, you've been around the longest and therefore you have the most wisdom. I must ask you this. Has there ever been a better time to be alive?
Oh, it's the golden age. It is the golden age. It's the golden age of culture and talent
and fun
and intelligence and intellect and reading and expanding one's horizons and being cooperative and compromising. It's the golden age of suck.
Yeah, I think Charlotte Ray got lucky.
Yes. You know what? My mom did, and we say that all the time.
Yeah.
Glad my mom's not around to see this. Lance Bass had a very emotional weekend. Listen to this. Okay. Draw your own conclusions.
Okay.
He really, really wanted to own the Brady Bunch house, which was recently put on the market. This is the one that was used for the exterior shots.
Yeah.
The asking price, $1.89 million. And since he was expecting a bidding war, he offered a lot more than that. It's unclear how much, but TMZ says it was about $3 million.
Wow.
He was later told that he'd won and that the house would be his. But Lance says that after the deadline for offers passed, a Hollywood studio came in and outbid him and took it out from under his nose. In an Instagram post, he said he was willing to go even higher, but he was informed that the other buyer would outperform any bid and they had unlimited resources. He said he was heartbroken.
I will always beat you.
Yes. He was heartbroken, and he was also upset because he thinks he was merely used to set the price, and that this corporation had always intended on swooping in and buying it. Oh, bite me.
Mm-hmm.
All of you. The whole Brady thing. Honest to God.
I wish I'd know this story when I was having lunch with Eve Plum last week.
I know. There you go. Rob Spiewak next to greatness.
Thank
you. Eve Plum. What are you going to do, Lance? Going to live in the house? Going to turn it into a museum? What are you going to do?
I heard he thought it was a really good bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. According to three dermatologists from the Boston University School of Medicine, this, you know, I should entitle this News You May Not Need into the dumbing of America.
Yeah.
Because it's all stories like this.
But this is most every day on News You May Not Need.
According to three dermatologists from Boston University School of Medicine, there's been a big increase in the number of people who are getting plastic surgery to look like Snapchat filters.
Oh, God.
I mean, we are melting our minds. We are literally putting the cube of butter that is our brain on a stove in a pan and just going beep, beep, beep. If you're not familiar, Snapchat lets you alter your pictures if you're not familiar. If you're not familiar, you're in the wrong place if you don't know this already. But you can put the special effects. This is the one with like the big eyes and the cat ears and all
Mike,
that.
I love you. Just crap. Said you're in the wrong place.
Honest to God. The doctors say, quote, Snapchat dysmorphia. Oh, we already. Thank you,
there's
doctors.
There's a name for it.
Thank
of
you.
Course.
Why cure cancer when you can come up with a name for the morons that are doing this? This is one of the stories where I just go, yeah, is there any reason where we're in the predicament we're in right? It's going to get worse. Hello.
Yes.
The doctors say, quote, Snapchat dysmorphia has patients seeking out cosmetic surgery to look like filtered versions of themselves with fuller lips, bigger eyes, or a thinner nose. I'm sure these people really love each other and love themselves a lot.
Yes.
This is an alarming trend, the quote says, because these filtered selfies often present an unattainable look. Really? I wouldn't have known that, doctor. Thank you for that update. It's unattainable to have a look like a kitty cat?
Yeah, yes. I can't attain dog ears on my own, Mike.
Unbelievable.
Dysmorphia.
Boy. Really, Snapchat dysmorphia. I think she suffers from Snapchat. No, you're calling this a disorder? This person is a waste, a bag of water. That's what this person is. I'm sorry. I feel strongly about it. Here we go. More. Bring more on. Yes, okay. More on.
Yeah.
Maybe Facebook thinks they will help you. If they help you find love, you'll forgive them for giving away your most personal data for pennies and treating you like a puppet made out of garbage. Apparently, Facebook is testing out a new dating feature. You'll be able to set up a dating profile that's separate from your main profile, and it looks like Facebook will recommend people to you based on your interests and mutual friends.
Ah.
There's no word on when it could launch, but from the info that's leaked out, this seems like it's pretty much a finished product, so we could see it soon. And that sound was Mr. Matthew Bloom leaving his post and getting right online. That's the way that happens. Oh, and by the way, the people who say, boy, Mike's news really made me tense. Yeah, well, you can lick it too. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. No, they're just
facts.
The stories that came my way. These are the stories of the day, people. The staff at a nursing home, a little something something now in Germany. I thought I'd end with a pleasant story after this discomfort.
Thank you.
The staff members at a nursing home in Germany panicked late on Friday when they realized two men had escaped at night. They called police, and the cops eventually found the two old guys at 3 a.m. And where were they? They were at a concert. Not just any concert. The Wacken Open Air Festival in Schleswig-Holstein, Germany.
Hey! Oh,
which is the world's biggest heavy metal festival. This year's festival included Judas Priest, Vince Neil, and literally hundreds more bands. The cops say when they found the men, they were, quote, disoriented and dazed, and they didn't want to leave. Unfortunately for them, the cops made them go back to the nursing home. The name of the nursing home in Germany, Jimmy Cerrito Acres. See, Jimmy likes heavy metal.
Yes.
I did that. We'll take a break.
Ozzy!
Ozzy! We're missing
we'll
two!
Back. More fun and more thrills with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Let's be honest, we don't ever come to you guys looking for a handout, but times are tight and we need your help. Here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak, absolutely delectable, wonderful fruitcake.
Mm.
Oh, I just did it again. I erased it. Anyway, no Christmas music.
Oh.
We've talked about them for years, and frankly, they are every bit as good as you've heard. A holiday treat unlike any other. Sweet, spicy, potent, delicious, and now you can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Order now on a fruitcake or fruitcakes if you prefer. We'll be at your house in time for the holidays. Let's be clear, we're doing this because we need the fiscal support. of you, the listeners, our listeners that we value so dearly. So we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for the tastiest holidays of your life. Thank you for being part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. The future is now, ladies and gentlemen, and we appreciate you buying a fruitcake. Do it today. Let's open up the audio vault for this is Monday, August 6th, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
Sometimes the death of a celebrity brings something to light that I did not know, and I had to share this fact with you. Charlotte Ray, although she was better known for The Facts of Life, actually that's a spinoff of Different Strokes. Mm-hmm. She played Mrs. Garrett, the housekeeper on Different Strokes. Do you know who sang the theme to Different Strokes? I just found this out today. And I'll play it for you so you can hear the voice. The world don't move to it's obviously double tracked, but you know the singer.
Famous?
Very famous. No longer with us. Mike?
John Denver?
It's Alan Thicke.
Oh, that's right.
He wrote these things.
He wrote them, yeah, because he was married to Gloria Loring for a while, and she sang the theme to Facts of Life, but he wrote it. But I didn't know that this was Alan Thicke singing the Different Strokes theme.
I get the impression that Alan Thicke saw the Merv Griffin experience where he invented game shows.
Yes.
And Alan Thicke thought, this is a niche that I can get into by writing and composing these sitcom themes, and he was good at it.
Yes.
And then I didn't know he voiced them. That's pretty cool.
And a lot of money in music because the publishing lives on forever.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that that.
And a lot of people don't know that Alan Thicke and Charlotte Ray both had a favorite band that they really enjoyed.
Really?
The Dead. I don't know why I did that. That's not
Mike.
Nice.
The NFL Hall of Fame inductions were this weekend, and Ray Lewis almost broke the record for the longest acceptance speech. He missed it by a couple minutes, I think 3 minutes. That still is held by, I don't even remember who it was, but this was a wild speech to watch. He had a wireless mic, so he was sort of walking around the stage while
he's facing on the stage.
By the time he is done, he had sweated through his yellow jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one piece that I thought very fascinating, talking about the importance of 5 and 7 in his career.
Remember 5 and remember 7, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
What?
5, 15, 75, my mother had me, ironically, when she was 15 years old. 5, 15, 75, right? I played 17 years. I go to the University of Miami, right, and I get signed one of the last scholarships ever given, right? I didn't even have a scholarship. I wasn't even in the media guide. And the coach asked me, Randy Shannon asked me, what was the number you wanted? He said, the last numbers we got is these numbers. And I looked, and those numbers was 5 and 2. And I said, give me that 52. He said, why you like 52? I said, because B-Dog, that's God's number.
What?
That's completion. I played 17 years. I leave 17 years. I go play in Super Bowl 47. I get inducted to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Super Bowl 52. Man, God, something else.
God is something else. I'm not sure I understood what he was saying, though.
All right.
Lots of numbers in there.
I take 2 numbers in my life and then put them together in that way.
And then he says it's completion.
Confusing.
It was a little bit. And
what do you think he knocked that out? You think he knocked that out the night before? Or do you think he's been thinking about that for a long time? That's what I wonder.
I think that, the people that believe in numerology, I think they're always finding and looking for stuff like that. And so he might have had that tucked in his vest pocket a long time. Brett Favre had the longest acceptance speech, by the way. I was able to come up with that. Sorry for the delay and the brain fart. Adam Levine had to make an apology. He's bitter about MTV because MTV never nominates him for anything. And so he put out a tweet, or he was on the Instagram, and he said that it's a disgrace that MTV did not give any nominations to Childish Gambino. But what he didn't realize is that MTV had given him 7 nominations. Mm. So he chastised them for something they didn't do. Here's the very bitter Adam Levine saying that he was wrong.
So here's what happened. Yesterday I was running around like a maniac getting ready to leave town. And I guess it had come up, the VMAs, Girls Like You, which is our song, didn't get nominated for a VMA. Big shocker. Doesn't surprise me. They always blow us off. And then, of course, I'm like, well, Childish Gambino made the best video of the year. I bet you he's not nominated. And I guess for some reason, we like Googled something and I looked like, I f***ed up. There's no way around it. But basically, he was nominated like 7 times over and I look like a moron. But I'm going to just come out here and say, my bad. Sorry, MTV. You did good. Now make sure he wins.
Make sure he wins. But I do love at the beginning, he says, well, they just blew us off. They always do. But
hey, Rob, it got here, that tape you wanted me to get for
you. Oh, yes,
you,
please.
During the audio vault. Sorry to hijack it.
Not at all.
But it arrived, and I thought we had just enough please time. Do. So let's play that right now, shall we?
Bounced up the middle. Oh. And through. And that's how the Red Sox have walked it off tonight. Wow.
Thank you, MLB.
That's
Thank
excellent.
Thank you for allowing me 8 minutes to get that clip with ads and then turning the volume down all the way. You suck, network. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail you like that, but it's Monday. Thank you very
Mike,
much.
Mike, have you been thinking about going back to Colon, Michigan?
I love Colon, Michigan. It just makes me feel so cleansed when I go.
It really has impacted you, I know. But
yes, it's been wonderful, really.
Colon, Michigan is the home of the world's first Amish Uber service. Mm-hmm. A guy is now offering Uber rides by horse and buggy.
Uber is a cool thing. You know, every so many years, something new comes in. Uber's hot right now, so we can have the Amish Uber buggies and go and just deliver people to the front door steps. Most of them aren't from Colon, but the Colon people have given me a few options. Would you give Curly a ride? Would you go to my house? I said, I did that.
That's Timothy Hochstedler, and he is an Amish Uber driver.
Timothy what?
Hochstedler.
Kling. She had a sandwich in the car.
However, I can't wrap my head around how an Amish guy could get an order on a cell phone. How are you
That's
doing this?
That's a disconnect,
Yeah,
right?
I guess he's just...
smoke signal.
I'm probably that you're yelling, hey! Hey,
it'd be
kind of
romantic, though, if you're going out for a nice date or a dinner date with your special somebody. That'd be kind of cool to... You know, in the back.
What do they call what they used
a
to have?
A handsome cab.
They don't have them in New York now. They're banned, right?
Right. I actually took one once with Homo Joe. It was a lovely drive.
Did you really?
Yeah, when we went up to cover, I forget. It was a premiere. I think it might have been the premiere of The Sopranos for the second season.
Oh, all I know is that I took my daughters in one.
Yeah.
And then, but you used to look at the horses. I'm glad they don't do it anymore. Especially during the summer when they like work those horses to death.
Yeah, it was terrible. And the bag behind the horse.
The bag?
Yes, there was a
catches
the
poo bag.
Yes, a pee bag.
Oh yeah, those are common too. I use those too on long trips.
And let us close with this. I love when people do a very good cover of a great song, and I love the song "Master of Puppets" by Metallica. Here is a version of "Master of Puppets" with hand farts.
Pretty good.
It's amazing.
It is.
Kind of fits into the news you may not need, too, with what America's becoming. You know? That's it.
Oh, it gets faster here.
What do you do for a living? Fun. Okay. Are we hearing the album version?
No,
or
we're
what?
Not. What's that is your on? Magic audio ball. Have you, a great you. Monday, everybody.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob. We're doing it tomorrow.
Yes.
@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long. Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.